Hello,
Hi.
my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Erica Carson. I was actually calling because you guys, I guess, had took some money out of my account for an item I had purchased. And I thought it came up and said that I only had to pay shipping handling for the item, which was $7.95. Well, when I was looking at my banking information today, I have a pending charge on my account from you guys for $68 and some change.
Okay, so I'd be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
28630.
First and last name?
Erica Carson.
One moment. Okay, you said it's Erica Carson?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because the zip code isn't pulling up.
28630.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just going to say his first name is Erica. Can you spell your last name for me?
Carson.
Okay, so nothing pulled up with the first and last name. So I'm just going to search your last name. Okay, of course we have multiple M's in Carson's. Now, yeah, I'm nothing pulling up with the zip code nor the first and last name. I have your email address.
Carson Erica 59 at yahoo.com.
So it's CarsonErica59@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Nothing pulled up with the email address either. And is this, may I have your phone number? Is it, or is this one the 828-896-4900?
Yes. This
Okay,
is
so
the number I actually called that was showing on my bank statement that took the money out of my account. The number that I called was actually the number that showed up.
okay, so yeah, I should have been able to locate an account. Wait, did you put it under, like, is it in the, under anybody else's first and last name, like in the
It would
search?
have been under mine.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I used your zip code, your first and last name, your last name, email, and your phone number. Nothing pulled up for me, but I can see the last result would be the card you're saying that got charged, the first six and last four.
Sorry, say that one more time.
The first six and last four of that card that did get charged.
Give me one second. Let me get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, the first six is 433477.
Want to repeat it right quick. You said it's 4-2-3-4-7-7.
433477.
Okay, and the last four?
4658.
Let's see if anything pulls up. And no, ma'am, nothing pulled up with the card information. And it, I mean, since you did say that it's the number that's associated with the charge, because that's the only thing I was going to advise is make sure that the number is accurate. The one that was associated with the charge, but yeah, I'm not showing where, like I say, an account is associated with you right now.
Okay, that's weird. Now I've got money coming out of my account and have no clue where it's coming out from.
Right. But I mean, I do advise to make sure that the number is successful because, I mean, even if it wasn't with your first and last name, I definitely would have pulled anything up, the card information. So with me
Got
not
you.
pulling nothing up with the card, I do have to resume just make sure that the information is accurate.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.